When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Wire to Wire podcast. As always, it's me, your host, Youssef. Now, without further ado, let's just get right to it. So LeBron James, the oldest player in the NBA, continues to embarrass himself. Now, when it comes to him, age clearly doesn't equate to wisdom and knowledge, because I believe that LeBron has an IQ equivalent to his jersey number. Now, this dude is completely clueless and lacks so much self-awareness, and I'm going to explain exactly what I mean by that. So recently, the Lakers went up against the Milwaukee Bucks in a preseason game. Now, the preseason is essentially a string of exhibition games that don't really count for anything or count towards anything. So LeBron James, being the perpetual whiner and complainer that he's always been, went on X, formerly known as Twitter, and said the following: "Can someone please explain to me why we're getting on a plane and heading to Milwaukee for one preseason game?" Now, shout out to Greg, whoever he is, but he completely ratioed LeBron by saying the following: "Hey LeBron, it's Greg. The reason for this is because if you were to drive there, it would take over 29 hours. So I'm guessing your coaches thought it would be more efficient to fly. Hope this helps." So there's a few directions that I'd like to go in when analyzing what's happening here and breaking all of it down. So number one is that he's been traveling on planes for his entire career. That's nothing new. Teams travel for preseason games all the time. Milwaukee went to LA last year, and the Celtics went to Abu Dhabi this year, which is an entirely different continent. But then again, I doubt LeBron would even know something like that. Can he even spell the word continent? Who knows? But anyways, I digress. It's his job, plain and simple. LeBron makes $50 million a year from the Lakers. So if they need him to get on that plane, you better get on that plane. If you don't like traveling anymore, then just retire. It's that simple. But here's what's really crazy to me when you look at it from this perspective. He gets on the flight on October 9th. The game is on October 10th. And the Lakers' next game isn't until Tuesday of the next week. So, really and truly, what the hell are you complaining about? You have nearly a week off after the game. And a flight from LA to Milwaukee is, what, about 5 hours maybe? Now, mind you, as an NBA player, he takes private flights to games. So it's not like they're flying economy with a bunch of other people in a crowded plane going on a domestic flight. Like, this is just becoming pathetic. But here's four important takeaways that I really want to highlight. And I'm going to juxtapose basketball and life here, because I do think that there are some transferable lessons that can be applied. Now, number one is that some people will never be happy. You will hear people complain about things. You're going to hear them out and try to make corrections and try to make things better for them. But in the end, you can't make an unhappy person happy. Once a complainer, always a complainer. Now, when it comes to LeBron, you know, he can say that he's hashtag blessed, But I believe that he's a miserable person. I know misery when I see it. And I strongly suspect that he's miserable and he lives a sad existence. The constant seeking of validation, having to tear down others in order for him to feel uplifted, making everything about him, his incessant complaining. Like really and truly, and I don't mean no disrespect when I say this, but LeBron behaves like the male equivalent of a modern day 304. Now he's someone that is constantly complaining about something regarding the NBA. He, for many years, was complaining about back-to-backs, and Adam Silver in the NBA, they reduced the number of back-to-back games. He complained about the All-Star break being too short, so Adam Silver in the NBA, they extended it. He complained that the season was grueling, so they made the season start later and finish later. In 2020, during the global pandemic, he was pushing for the season to continue and pushing for them to play in a bubble. And that resulted in him winning a fake championship in October. And then he complained about the next season having to start in December. He complained that the play-in was a bad idea and whoever came up with the idea should be fired. And there is no NBA player that has benefited more from the play-in than him. And now he's complaining about preseason travel. So LeBron will always find something to complain about no matter what. And Adam Silver has been accommodating him and working with him and giving him what he wants. And he is still finding things to complain about. Meanwhile, you have other teams that are traveling for the preseason, including going to Abu Dhabi, right? And when the Bucks came to LA last year, did LeBron have this energy then? Did he care? No, he only cares now. And this speaks volumes about him. The second thing that I really want to highlight is that it shows just how out of touch with reality he is. And not really just him, but really other celebrities, but mostly him, because I think he really exemplifies it. This tweet happened the day that people began to brace themselves for Hurricane Milton. Now, people are worried about their safety, their well-being, their property, and their belongings. And here comes this pampered athlete complaining about having to take a private jet to Milwaukee. Now, to me, that's just loser behavior. And also, the global economy is in a crisis right now. Cost of living is going up, wages have stagnated, jobs are being lost en masse, and people are struggling to make ends meet. And people are having a hard time affording homes, affording groceries. Prices have gone up on essentials, right? These are tough economic times for many people. And this guy is getting paid over $50 million to put a leather ball into a plastic hoop. And he's complaining about having to take a private flight while there are people that take several buses to get to work or they are sitting in traffic to be able to get to work, right? But LeBron's behavior is the byproduct of a spoiled, self-entitled brat who has never lived in reality. This guy has been a millionaire since he was a teenager, and he spent more years of his life as a rich person than he has as a struggling working-class broke person. He doesn't know or understand the struggle of the average day-to-day person.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at gethumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
And this kind of reminds me of that video that Charleston White did with Lil Yachty when he told him that he's been rich for too long and he's out of touch with people. And it's the same thing happening here. LeBron is completely out of touch. And this kind of ties into my next point, which is that people need to be mindful of who they support. Now, it's very obvious that people like LeBron don't care about his fans or his supporters. Now, he believes that he's entitled to their support and that those people owe it to him. Now, his arrogance and narcissism has gotten out of control. Now, I recently seen that video of a kid in Paris, you know, after the Olympics when the US won gold. This kid in Paris went up to him to ask for a picture. And LeBron aggressively tells the kid to stop, and he completely disregards and disrespects him. And this looks so bad on him that they put out a fake story and made up a lie that this little kid said the N-word and LeBron was reacting to him saying the N-word and being offended. Listen, that is cap. That is BS. That didn't happen. He just straight up disrespected that kid. And to me, that was disgusting. That shows the indifference and the apathy that he has towards his supporters and fans. I mean, think about it like this. He could have young fans in Milwaukee who are getting the chance to see him play, maybe for the first time in their life. And then imagine you come to find out that he's complaining about having to go to Milwaukee and play there because he doesn't like the idea of having to travel. Now, it's getting ridiculous. The respect for fans is missing. Now, this is a guy who, before he even entered his golden twilight years of his career, this is a guy who, even during his prime, would purposely sit out games to quote-unquote rest. The lack of regard that he has shown to fans is really astonishing. But as fans, you guys don't need to put up with this. If we want to see a change in this kind of behavior, then we need to withhold our support. These guys need to go out there and earn the support. Going to games is a privilege. It's not a right. But fans supporting the game and supporting the teams and supporting these players is also a privilege and not their right. Now, this is a symbiotic relationship. But LeBron and the league, it seems, are not valuing or respecting the relationship or even upholding their end of the bargain. Now, the last point that I really want to make here is that cowardice is a real thing. Now, people will say and do all kinds of things behind your back, but when it's time to be face to face, suddenly things will change. LeBron, despite positioning himself as some kind of black activist, and this figure that empowers black men and black people, he has worked incessantly to tarnish and sully Darvinham's reputation. And he's been using his stooges in the media and leaking stories to the press in an effort to tear this man down. But now that he went to Milwaukee, I'm talking about Darvinham, right? He's now an assistant coach for the Milwaukee Bucks. And now you have to face up against that team. You suddenly, as LeBron, want to duck that smoke. He can't face him as a man after all of the BS that he pulled behind the scenes. And this is the marquee behavior of a coward. There's nothing respectable or commendable about him and this behavior that he's been exhibiting. Now, Darvinham was a good coach, despite popular opinion. He was a good coach that took them to the conference finals. he won this so-called in-season tournament where LeBron was popping champagne and celebrating in the locker room by himself. And he also led them to a playoff appearance where LeBron choked repeatedly in the first round against the Denver Nuggets. But somehow Darvin Ham gets all the blame. Like, this is ridiculous. But it was very obvious to me that LeBron didn't want to have to face him. But I believe, with all of the wrong that he has done to coaches and other players, I believe that one day these things will catch up to him, right? And I believe that everyone who does wrong and they think that they get away with it, they will have their day. And I believe that LeBron's skeletons will one day emerge out of his closet. And all you need to do is look at the Diddy situation to further validate what I'm talking about. Right? Remember the words of LeBron, ain't no party like a Diddy party. Well, I mean, why doesn't he come out and condemn that party now? But look, I don't want to digress. I said everything that I need to say. That's all I got for you guys for this episode. You guys be sure to subscribe to the podcast, and you guys can also follow me on social media. You guys can also check out my books. Everything will be in the description for this episode. Now, I have a lot more content coming, especially from my audio listeners on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, and all of the other audio platforms. So be sure to subscribe and follow the podcast. Until next time.
At the UPS store, we know being a small business owner means holiday time is still go time. Still get those orders shipped time. And still re-up on stamps and supplies time. That's why this upcoming holiday, while others close up shop, we'll be open. And happy to help you keep being unstoppable. Come into your local store today. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Be unstoppable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.